Premier David Eby spent Wednesday evening at a Greater Vancouver Board of Trade, GVBOT, event, where he outlined his plans to partner up with businesses, big and small, across both Metro Vancouver and the province. The impacts of rising costs and uncertainty from high interest rates were part of his agenda, as well as concerns over public safety, how housing scarcity can impact businesses, and how higher immigration levels is presenting both challenges and opportunities. We are a place that is still open and welcoming to the world, where there is support for diversity and there is support for immigration, where we believe climate change is a real thing and we see the economic opportunities that are attached to it, Eby said. With all these opportunities, though, we've seen huge pressures on British Columbians. The GVBOT event aimed to provide listeners with insight on the BCNDP's top priorities for businesses and the government's vision for building a robust economy. Eby participated in a moderated question and answer session following his opening address. Vancouver City Councillors, former Premier Glenn Clark and representatives from the Vancouver Regional Construction Association were among those in attendance. Eby said he hopes to build on strengths of the province amid current economic uncertainty. This includes trade opportunities and access to ports. He said he would create policies that are as bulletproof as possible. Eby also said that relying on fossil fuels is not sustainable for the province's economic future, while also talking about opportunities related to investments in liquefied natural gas. He said that there is a broader concern regarding mental health and addictions in the province as well as repeat offenders. He spoke on how taking a leadership position in tackling issues in the downtown east side will be critical as well as supporting businesses in areas like Chinatown. In order to be successful in business, you need to be able to operate your business safely, Eby said. When it comes to immigration, the government will be introducing legislation to ensure there are ways to connect workers and their skills to the jobs available in the province. The upcoming legislation would also reform English language testing. The premier also said that the province will continue to work on improving the housing permitting process, invest in infrastructure to support new homes, and how increasing housing will positively impact businesses.